Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
They say it could have been prevented. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York. And the Dallas ISD says a student was able to bring a gun into a classroom at Wilmer Hutchins High because of a failure to follow safety procedures. Police say the 17-year-old student shot another student in the leg inside a classroom earlier this month. The suspect got past the metal detector at the school without anyone stopping him. Dallas ISD Police Chief Albert Martinez tells NBC 5 that this is a tragedy that could have been prevented.
What we're looking to do is to strengthen those protocols through training, through supervision, much more comprehensive. In other words, we're going to have policy, the procedures and the protocols, and we're going to enforce that.
He says they've increased personnel during arrival and dismissal district-wide, plus they have retrained all staff on backpack searches, wands, and metal detectors. Heavy rain south of Fort Worth on Sunday caused flooding in Everman.
The rain fell at a rate of 2 to 4 inches an hour, causing a creek flowing through the community south of I-20 to overflow its banks. Brian Murnahan is with the Red Cross.
In response to the storms and flooding that was in the Everman and Crowley area, we opened up a shelter in conjunction with the Office of Emergency Management in Tarrant County and the Everman area.
He says the shelter is in the Everman Civic Center, offering people displaced from their homes a place to sleep and to get a meal. From the 24-Hour News Center, Mark Lambert, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Students went back to class today at Arlington Bowie's High School in Dallas Roosevelt days after a student was shot and killed at Bowie and two were wounded at Roosevelt. And on this day, we're learning no additional charges will be filed in another school shooting. KRLD's LP Phillips has the update.
It was in February when Mesquite police got a call from a school administrator at the Pioneer Technology and Arts Academy. She was with an armed student.
I'm calming him down. Get someone here now.
The 16-year-old was shot and wounded by police and is now in the juvenile court system. Mesquite police now say there will not be any additional charges filed against that student or his parents over how the juvenile got the gun and took it to the school. Talitha Connor's daughter was at the school that day. She thinks the parents should be held accountable.
Think about it. If kids continue to do what they're doing and there's no consequences for anyone, more children are going to follow. Because we're also living in a time where kids want to be seen. They want notoriety.
She says the shootings at Roosevelt in Dallas and Bowie in Arlington brought her back to that day in February, something she thinks a growing number of parents are reliving whenever there is a school shooting. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dozens of Texas state troopers are back on the campus at the University of Texas at Austin, where pro-Palestinian protesters gathered again. And as we hear from KRLD's Chris Fox in Austin, dozens are under arrest.
The protest began around noon at the University of Texas at Austin. Pro-Palestine supporters setting up an encampment of tents on the South Mall. By 1 p.m., UT police issued the order to disperse, prompting Texas state troopers decked in riot gear to move on them. The arrests mostly focused on the protesters linked arm-in-arm in the encampment. 57 protesters were arrested last Wednesday. All of those charges were dropped. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
He's one of the best running backs in Cowboys history, and he's back in the silver and blue.
Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys have agreed to terms. The Star-Telegram reports it's a one-year, $3 million deal, $2 million guaranteed. Zeke and his agent met with the team before the draft last Wednesday, and the Cowboys didn't draft a running back. Team COO Stephen Jones says that was because they had other players rated higher.
A lot of times there's always a question mark, will you really, really, really stick to your board? And it just felt like every time the situation was there, you know, for us to make a pick and do the right thing, it wasn't at running back.
But maybe they also knew they had a remarriage to Zeke in their plans. Elliott is the third leading rusher in team history with more than 8,200 yards and 68 scores. Zeke will need to pass a physical to make the deal official. From the 24-Hour News Center, John Little, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And it's a critical game four tonight in Vegas for the Stars. They find themselves down in the best of seven series, 2-1, and are looking to even it before they come back home. Wyatt Johnston says playing Vegas last year helps.
Yeah, it definitely feels a lot different. Obviously got to an experience a pretty good run by us last year. And so I think just, you know, kind of learning from last year, kind of, you know, the playoff style of hockey and, trying my best to learn kind of the different areas. Obviously playing Vegas for six games last year, I think kind of helps coming into the first round and kind of knowing what they're like. But, I think the confidence and then just having a chance to play with some pretty good players, no matter who it is.
Puck drops at 8:30 tonight in Las Vegas. With your afternoon All Local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.